to the E, K to the I, N to the G. I don't know how he treat you, how they do it where you at. But all I'm trying to say is you should know me like that. You don't know me like that. You don't know me like that. You don't know me like that. Shawty, let me get a ooh, 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 ooh. If the man ain't paying you right, shawty, let me get a.
Fred Durst?
He's like Iggy.
Oh, you are sorely mistaken.
Play something from $3 Bill, y'all.
What is that?
That's the landmark Limp Bizkit album.
Limp Bizkit? Oh, my God. I mean, they...
Wait, you don't agree that those are the most crucial grooves you've heard since Funkadelic?
What, Limp Bizkit grooves? Yeah, absolutely.
It's like
the
ultimate cross between Funkadelic and Rob Tyner.
Yeah, no, I don't agree at all.
Oh, you do not deserve a radio show.
CITR 101.9 FM, your crucial groove station.
It's just a lot of BS. A whole lot of BS. It's just a lot of BS.
Decimazione Amante, an intense little number from Riz Ortolani's score to the 1975 film Paolo Barco, Maestro Elemente Practicamente Nudista, which translates to English as something totally not sleazy at all. That's Paolo Barco, school teacher and weekend nudist, showing, yes, that level of European exploitive wonder, I guess. I haven't seen it myself, but the soundtrack for that, if you find the original pressing, is like at least $50-$60 there. And Ortolani was a jazz player in the 50s, and he did the score to the 1962 mockumentary Mandocane, whose main title song, More, earned a Grammy and an Oscar nomination for Best Song. And Decimazione Amante has been sampled by several artists, including the Chemical Brothers, from their recent album We Are the Night. And Ortolani's work has appeared not only in at least like 50, 60 Italian films, but he appeared in the British version of Grand Theft Auto, along with the Kill Bill series. So, Teresia, welcome to this week's Exploding Head Movies, your cinematically inspired program here on UBC's It's an End of School Year community radio station, CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, on the web to the rest of the world, www.citr.ca. I'm Gak. I'm here with you till 9. Phone number for the station here, 604 877-822-2487. You can also email me at radiofreegack@gmail.com because that name just won't die. And tonight's profile will be on another bit of Italian sleaze, and there'll be Nora Orlandi and her score to the 1970 film The Strange Vice of Mrs. Ward. At least one track also appeared on the second Kill Bill, as was this song coming up here, which is part of a mini tribute to the recently deceased Malcolm McLaren, cultural baron, impresario, opportunist, transpotter, and otherwise strange producer. And this track appeared on his 2005 exclusive album, Tranquilize. I think it's a little bit older than that, but hey, Kill Bill Volume 2, it's there. So this is Malcolm McLaren with About Her.
Now Fluffy.
Oh, that scratching is making me itch.
Buffalo girl, go around the outside, round the outside, round the outside.
You know it.
Two buffalo girls go around the outside, round the outside, round the outside. Three buffalo girls go around the outside. Four buffalo gals go around the outside and do-si-do your partners.
Just a lot of superstar. He has something that he wants to most definitely tell you.
Little She.
Yeah.
How long have you been listening to the world's famous?
About 6 weeks.
6 weeks? Do you catch the 4 o'clock show as well?
You know that. All the shows, they come on late at night.
How do you manage to stay up 4 o'clock in the morning?
Buffalo Gals off Malcolm McLaren's 1983 album, Duck Rock. And McLaren started off owning a clothing boutique in London along with Vivian Westwood, who is now Dame Vivian Westwood. And the store started off as a mock Victorian, known for what was known as the Teddy Boy style there. But after some inspiration from his time managing the New York Dolls, the store turned into an S&M-influenced clothing shop. And a band called The Strand hung out at the store, provocatively called Sex at the time. And the members asked McLaren over time to manage the band. Over time, personnel changes occurred. John Lydon joined the band, became Johnny Rotten, and The Strand became the Sex Pistols. And amongst everything else that McLaren has done, he also managed Bow Wow Wow, stole the Ants from Adam and the Ants behind that 14-year-old girl. And yeah, he led quite a provocative lifestyle, mostly just sort of aping trends, but at the same time, too, he effectively became a tastemaker with all that. McLaren died in Switzerland this past Thursday due to cancer. Most likely, probably, the people are suspecting right now is tied to asbestos from the walls of the store itself. And he passed away at the age of 64. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here. Coming up in Toronto in a few months is this festival, so you won't have to listen to me talk about South by Southwest. Here's another direction.
The North by Northeast Music and Film Festival and Conference takes over Toronto once again, June 16th to the 20th. North by Northeast showcases the best new music from around the world across dozens of genres. Rock, hip-hop, punk, country, blues, electronica, singer-songwriter, and more. It's your chance to catch breakout performances from tomorrow's stars. 5 days, 50 stages, over 600 bands, plus 35 great music-related films, all for only $50. Wristbands are now on sale. Also available, full festival passes for North by Northeast industry conferences featuring celebrity interviews and networking sessions. The North by Northeast Music and Film Festival and conferences, June 16th to the 20th, taking place in the heart of Toronto, Ontario. Visit www.nxne.com for tickets and up-to-the-minute festival information.
We're going to jump now to a little bit more of a post-punk, post-rock feel here. And Factory Floor are a trio out of East London with a huge industrial leaning. And this is an A-side to a recent single they released through the Blast First Petite label, which is a subsid of Blast First, which itself is a subsid of Mute, at least as far as I recall. It's changed so much since then. But here is Factory Floor, the A-side. This is Lying. Chicago. That's Tortoise off their last year's album, Beacons of Ancestorship. That was Yingzheng He Chengqi. And the core, I guess the sextet at this point. Now they are going to be coming to town June 7th. They'll be playing the appropriately titled venue. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR Vancouver. Coming up next is Malachi and their Bristol duo featuring G and Scott. That's all they're going by. They're trying to keep some level of anonymity here. And originally, Scott, the more vocal of the two, I think, or unless it was G, one of the two at the very least, they found out there was an LA rapper with the same name. So they actually did briefly try to do a rap battle to fight over the name, but they ended up changing the spelling of their name. So instead with a K, now it's with a C-H. So Malachi. And since they're based out of Bristol, they are familiar with Jeff Barrows of Portishead. And they actually do have a couple gigs lined up. I think it looks like they have two UK dates in May, and then they are playing all tomorrow's parties in New York in September. So from this year's album, Ugly Side of Love, which came out on Jeff Barrows' own personal label called Invada, this is Malachi with Snowflake.
You've gone below, hanging around those seats and back rows when nobody's eyes can see what you know. Who's under the coat you're wondering? So many times I've seen my shadow hovering over that sweetness I know, when all of a sudden I sneeze from below. Who's there for me now? I'm hungering. Of sheets and literals, when all of our fantasies can unfold, while the rest of the world's slumbering down on my bended knees and elbows, chewing over that sweetness I know, when all of a sudden I sneeze from below. Somewhere in the dark I'm mumbling, calling out for love.
I'm Peter Mansbridge, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
think it's these guys that are playing all his Tomorrow parties in New York in September, and that's Sweden's Dunjan, and that was Festival off of their 2004 album Ta Det Lugnt, which you can find through Subliminal in the Europe and Memphis Industries here in, well, at least I think it was in England, perhaps North America. I have it in front of me, but whatever. That's not the important thing. Anyways, Dunjan is a Swedish word for the groove, and their most recent album is from 2008, and that was simply called Four. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. It is sort of like spring now. West 7th, at this point, is all pink with trees and blossoming, but as the spring winds kick in, I'm sure all that will be flown onto the street. I'm Gak. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies. And coming up is one of the many bands that played yesterday in Vancouver. We had no shortage of options for once. And it was actually a little bit overwhelming as we decided what to do. So, I mean, you had choices of going to the Rickshaw and seeing Beach House. Passion Pit was playing somewhere. Charlotte Gainsbourg. That was something I wish I'd been aware of beforehand, before I bought tickets, and she was playing the Vogue, but yeah, I was at Spoon, and somehow missed Deer Hunter and Mikachu in the Shapes, just because completely misread what time the show started at, but I did manage to see most of Spoon, fantastic, and it was something I would hope to actually see in Austin, since they are an Austin local band, but when they played Stubbs, that thing was a... no way of getting in, no matter what special passes and wristbands you had there. But their nice album was Transference in 2010 here. It came out through Merge. But we're going to actually go back to 2002 here. Since we ended the Dunjan with There'll Be a Piano, we're going to play one of Spoon's best-known piano pieces here. So from 2002's Kill the Moonlight, here's Spoon with The Way We Get By.
We get high in backseats of cars. We break into mobile homes. We go to sleep to shake. That's the way we get by, the way we get by. All that's the way we get by, the way we get by. We go out in stormy weather. We rarely practice discern. We make love to some weird sin. We seek out the taciturn. That's the way we get by, the way we get by. All that's the way we get by, the way we get by. That's the way we get by, the way we get by, the way. That's the way we get by. That's the way we get by. We found a new kind of dance in a magazine. Try it out, it's like nothing you ever seen. You sweet talk like a cop, and you know it. Better keep to yourself.
Some people are better left to themselves. You're one of those better left to themselves. I never know what might set you off.
Formerly known as Casey Denial, but she's better known as White Interland, and that was Bone Arrow off this year's album Kairos, spelled with a K. And yeah, she used to focus more on piano playing, but based on her initial recording for Dead Oceans, but over time she's definitely picked up a more percussive feel here, and she's actually going to be on tour. Is she going to Vancouver? No. But best thing you could do is go to the High Dive in Seattle on May 9th. But if you happen to be in Toronto, because I know I have a couple listeners there, April 18th, which is coming up on this Sunday, she'll be at the Drake Hotel. But if you feel like going to Soundscapes, great little music store on College, she's doing an in-store on April 19th as well. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR Vancouver.
Well, the party is off to a good start. Guests are on time. Everyone's out to have fun and to help others fun.
What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
UBC students have an alternative. Looking to unwind? Check out one of the sub's two licensed establishments.
The Gallery Lounge is your location for a wide variety of draft beers at student-friendly prices. Come to the gallery for a relaxed atmosphere and great food, including the famous pizza pretzel. Fellow students provide the entertainment with weekly open mic and karaoke nights. The gallery is located on the main concourse of the sub and open Monday through Saturday till 1 a.m. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
All the things you've been seeing, guess you better find your way back home.
My name's Gak, this is Exploding Head Movies here, and coming up is a Vancouver area guy. He runs the Beyond Robson blog, at least from what I read he did up until recently, but this is Sean Orr, better known as his alias as Tassels. And I can't really tell if this has actually been on an album. I saw a reference to something called There Goes Zafir again, but at the very least this is on his MySpace, and this is Tassels, like the little leather fringe thing that you see on sometimes on cowboy jackets and purses and things like that. So here's Tassels with Bird of Prey. from their self-titled EP that was Small Black with Despicable Dogs. And originally came out last year through Cast Club, but as part of the reputation that they built up, you may have seen them open for Washed Out earlier, I think it was earlier this month. That EP was re-released with a couple extra tracks this year through Jaguar. And before that, we heard a little bit at Caribou there. And that's the Night Jewel remix of the lead single to his new album, Swim, and that's Odessa. Night Jewel's out of L.A., and she's a fantastic part of the L.A. noise scene there. Of course, Caribou, based out of Dundas, Ontario, mathematician extraordinaire, and, fabulous musician. And we will get a chance to see him May 29th. He'll be playing the Rickshaw here in Vancouver. If you're in Victoria, he'll be playing May 28th at Sugar. But if you're heading down for the Sasquatch Experience, he'll be playing, he'll be there on the 30th, which I think is the Sunday or the Monday there. So you're listening to Exploding Head Movies.
Strength, dignity, respect, beauty, self-worth, safety, confidence, choice, hope. The Beauty Night Society is a registered charity dedicated to helping marginalized women introduce trust, hope, and self-esteem into their lives. This is the first day of through its popular makeover program, the Beauty Night Society has touched the lives of thousands and reintroduced a healthy touch to the lives of vulnerable women throughout British Columbia, creating real life makeovers. Please visit www.beautynight.org for information on programs and on how to help. Beauty Night, because dignity is beautiful.
I think I was blind before I met you.
Hi, this is Naomi Shelton and the Gospel Queens of Brooklyn. You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR.
My name is Gek. This is Exploding Head Movies on CITR here. We'll dip into The Strange Vice of Mrs. Ward shortly here, but let's get a little dancey here. This is Ghislain Poirier. He's got a new album coming out called Running High, but I haven't actually heard anything yet through that album yet. But let's go back to one of his singles from 2008. This will be joined by one of his tour mates here. He actually will be in Vancouver on May 1st. He'll be at the Biltmore there. And Victoria Sugar, he'll be there April 30th, the day beforehand. So from 2008, this is Go Ballistic as remixed by Todd Lattie and Duck Beats.
You did a rubber that the drug is. Right time you end up dead in the rock.
business. And on the dirt you did, you get away with it. Be your reflection, looking at the youth face. And on the deals you live, they never positive. Couldn't believe it when I bless it, finish the chance.
That's not your story.
Stress we're under, and it's no wonder they need to get ignored. Zuna money, money, balls, funny rhythm. Any time when we kill them, all the people jump them short. Sure. Say they recognize the vibes are the number one song in the middle of the country when them all talk.
Spread the
I've
word.
Said that before.
Thank you.
There's Ramadan Man, otherwise known as David Kennedy, and that is the Untold remix of his 2009 track Revenue, which you can find on a 12-inch through Second Drop. But you also find a lot of Ramadan Man's works on the Soul Jazz label as well, too. And before that, we heard Ghislain Poirier with the Todd Lattie and Duck Beats remix of Go Ballistic featuring MC Zulu, and yes, he will be at the Biltmore May 1st. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR Vancouver. If you have a Friends of CITR card, that allows you some discounts here, and this is what gets you on the drive.
CITR has tons of friends, because with your Friends of CITR card, you get rad discounts from local businesses. Say Commercial Drive is your home sweet hipster home, then present your Friends card at Bone Rattle Music, Audiophile, People's Co-op Bookstore, High Life Records, and Spank Clothing. And you'll receive awesome discounts. So become a CITR member, get a free Friends card, and feel the love.
Scenic Drive, every Friday morning, 10 a.m. till noon, CITR.
One, two!
T, I got a little song for you.
All right,
let's go.
Let me hear it.
You're not cool. Well, I pity the fool. Pity the fool that messes with T. Well, you better not mock his strange mohawk. I pity the fool that messes with T. Everybody! Well, I pity the fool.
I pity him, too.
Well, I pity the fool.
I pity him, too.
I pity fool that mess with tea.
All right.
Well, I pity the fool.
Oh, yeah.
I pity the fool.
Oh, yeah.
I pity the fool that mess with tea.
All right.
And that's the instrumental part.
No. You all right? Yeah. You coming? Man, I'm tough, man. I eat trees.
I said,
keep playing the song.
If you're not cool, I pity the fool.
I pity that tree.
I pity break. The fool that mess with tea. Oh, if you're not cool, I swear I pity the fool. I pity the fool that messes with tea. Here we go. Well, I pity the fool.
I pity the fool.
I pity the fool.
All right, together at last. That is Conan O'Brien along with Mr. T, and that is I Pity the Fool That Messes with T. And that came off a late night with Conan O'Brien episode from 2000 or so, where they go visit an apple orchard. And Mr. T actually did eat a tree. That was pretty sad. He also beat up a bee. It was a brutal time there. But yes, Conan O'Brien, he's on tour. He's starting off everything in Eugene, Oregon tonight, where he should be kicking things out live. And tomorrow and Wednesday, he is going to be at the Orpheum here in Vancouver. And, of course, the big news right now for Conan O'Brien is that he actually does have a TV gig lined up. So he's going to be on one of the superstations in the States. It'll be TBS. It'll be starting this fall. I think he's kicking George Lopez off by an hour. So I think it's around 11 p.m. Eastern or something like that. But welcome back, Conan. And welcome to town, Mr. O'Brien. I'm listening to Exploding Head Movies here. And our profile is coming up. And that is the 1971. One soundtrack to The Strange Vice of Mrs. Ward, composed, scored by Nora Orlandi, who was born in 1933 in the, I think it's the Lombardia province, Italy, where she studied at the Academy of Music in Voghera. And she came from a musical background, a great lyrical singer, choralist as well, too, did some solo work. But in the early 60s? Actually, she already did an appearance in 1954 in a film called Non Vogliamo Morir. Yes, my Italian is supreme. But she started doing some extensive scoring in 1966 with La Spia Che Viene Dal Mare. and a film known in English as The Beckett Affair. But we're going to take a look at this 1971 score here. This film was known in Italian as Lo Strano Viso della Signora Ward. And Ward is spelled differently. It's not like W-A-R-D, but it's W-A-R-D-H. So I'm not sure totally how to pronounce that. So we're going to listen to a few cues here. D-d-d-d. Come on. All right, so we're going to start off with the main version here. And after a couple of cues, we're going to actually stumble across one of the bits taken that Quentin Tarantino took for Kill Bill Volume 2. It's a little bit that happened with the bride talking with Bud. But from The Strange Vice of Mrs. Ward, we'll start things off with the main version.
Thank you.
We started off with the main version, then the main title to The Strange Vice of Mrs. Ward. Then we had a little bit of a 30-second clip there called Dies Irae, which I've mixed a couple things up. So during Kill Bill Volume 2, this is when Bill talks to Bud about what to do with Beatrice Kiddo. And then before this piano music, we heard Obscure Remembering. And this is Dinner Time. So this is one of the first, I guess, I wouldn't say like giallo type film, but this sort of expanded a little bit of the sexual exploitation films that happened in Europe during the time, but this also merged it with a bit of a kill slasher case, since Mrs. Ward is the newly minted wife of a diplomat, but her ex-lovers come to her with warnings of a serial killer against women, and then everything just sort of goes meh. She has sort of like affairs, but other women are getting slashed and stuff like that. So we're going to listen to a few more cues here before 9 o'clock. We'll start off with something that's very appropriate for the soundtrack itself. So this next cue is called The Blade Pressure. Or sorry, The Blade Pleasure. Thank you. background here, we have Body Fox. We start off with the Blade Pleasure, and then we heard a little bit of a Descending. And I think if time permits, you'll hear a little bit of Dreaming a New Life in the background shortly, which will repeat the cue that we heard in main version. But as you can see, there's a lot of themes that have spread out here. So this is Nora Orlandi, and part of her score to The Strange Vice of Mrs. Ward. Amongst everything else that she had done musically, she also did a lot of TV and radio shows as well, too, advertising spots, and 15 performances at the San Remo Festival. So that's it for Exploding Head Movies this week. Coming up at 9, just a few seconds away, it's The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker. Then at midnight, it's Rob Previtt with Sore Throats and Clapping Hands. If you missed any of this week's episode, go to our website, www.citr.ca, click on Schedule, or Schedules, they say, here in Canada, and then look up Exploding Head Movies, plop that in iTunes, and you are gold. Next week, originally the plan was to do a single man, but based on the news that happened in Poland recently, I actually had a Polish set lined up, so I might prepare that. But at this point, it's going to be a little bit of a toss-up here. But we'll close up with the former drummer of Black Dice, who's now performing A Soft Circle. And this originally appeared on a 2005 compilation through Mu, called How to Make a Stone Knife. And so here's Soft Circle with Field of Light. Take care of yourselves, and we'll catch you later.
Listening to CITR FM and cable 101.9 or on the web www.citr.ca. The time is a few seconds after 9 p.m. Stay tuned now for The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker coming right up.